The following interview is part of the Tales of the Trade series created by fellows in the Baltimore Youth Film Arts Program.
In my art, I try to really share messages of empowerment, share messages of self-love, and magic. I consider myself a visual artist, an all-around visual artist, which means I incorporate different practices such as photography, videography, VFX, keyframe animation, and Photoshop compositing. I use all of these tools to express myself creatively. Well, growing up, I thought I would be an athlete, you know, like many black boys in Baltimore and across all neighborhoods in America. You know, I thought I would play basketball or even baseball. Baseball was my thing. And that dream sort of died when I stopped growing at 5'6". So, you know, for me, I never really thought I was creative. I never really thought that I would be an artist. And I didn't really have a passion. And that caused a lot of issues for me growing into my adult years, not knowing what I wanted to do or even who I was. And, you know, luckily I ended up at Morgan State University, and it was there that I found the film program. It's called Screenwriting and Animation. And I started to learn how to tell my story. I learned about videography and editing and filmmaking and script writing. All of these things helped me to start telling my story. You know, to go even deeper, my junior and senior year of college, I had a very dark time. I went through a stage of depression. I went through a really bad breakup. And it was through that process that I was forced to look in the mirror and, you know, admit that I didn't know who I was and what I wanted to do. And I felt like I didn't have a purpose. And being able to admit that and face that, it pushed me to start looking towards the light, to start looking for myself. And, you know, I started studying. I started listening to positive motivational speakers. I started reading more books. I started studying spirituality and learning more about who I am outside of this body and outside of this mind. And, you know, as my intellect grew deeper, as my wisdom grew deeper, as my love of self grew deeper, I felt my purpose, and that is to show the world through art that you can heal yourself. I want to show people that they are magical, that they can do anything that they put their minds to. And I really want people to believe in themselves, as I learned how to believe in myself. I incorporate all types of visual practices. Like I said, I use Photoshop, I use photography. I started off doing self-portraits. So I would put the camera on a tripod and write out in front of the camera and jump in the air or pose and do stuff like that, because I didn't really have the confidence to ask anybody to take my picture. And with those self-portraits, I would bring them into Photoshop and, you know, composite them and do creative, magical, surreal edits to them. And that was the beginning of me starting to create realities. I like to call myself the architect of realities. And that for me just means that, you know, I'm not interested in the reality that I've been given. I know that I can create my own reality. I know I can make the world look how I want it to look. And whether that's through art or just through my mindset and how I carry myself. I think that it's a must that everyone love themselves. Without loving yourself, nobody can love you properly. You can't enjoy life properly. You can't enjoy your blessings properly without loving yourself. Loving yourself is the foundation of being successful. It's the foundation of peace. It's the foundation of success, in my opinion. And I feel like anyone can find their path of self-love. You know, starting out, I started on my phone, and at Morgan State, I learned how to operate a camera and I learned how to edit. And, you know, over time, I just got better and better. And for me, I always tell people I went to YouTube University. I'm the type of person that will watch tutorials all day long just to learn something new. And then I would always try it out. I would always try to apply whatever new effect or skill that I learned on YouTube. And over time, over the past few years, my art has just gotten better and better. And every time I go to create, I'm always impressing myself. I'm really inspired by Baltimore. I think Baltimore is very creative, very edgy, very raw. And Baltimore also has a lot of history here. And I think just me growing up here, it made me really, really edgy, really, really raw. And you know, I just love incorporating Baltimore into my artwork. I love incorporating myself into my artwork because not too many people see people that look like me in this type of light and doing these type of magical things. And you know, it's really important for me to show Baltimore and to show myself. My ingredients for success include purpose. Purpose is so important. You have to have a reason to create. You have to have a reason to want to be successful. And that purpose has to be real. It has to be deep. It has to be universal. It has to be what that spirit was thinking when it incarnated into this existence. Like, when I'm born and I'm going through life, this is why I'm going through it, and this is what I'm going to do in this lifetime. So your purpose has to be super deep. And you have to have a hunger for progression and knowledge and wisdom. You have to always be learning because, you know, in art and in any career, things are always going to be changing. Technology is always changing. And that's a good thing. And you have to always be taking advantage of the technology and the opportunities that are around you and always learning how to use them to the best of your ability. So having a thirst and a hunger for knowledge is another main ingredient. And I think the last ingredient would be authenticity, being your truest, highest self.